Business.
Video gaming. High score. Microsoft places a $69 billion bet on the future of entertainment.
Even for Microsoft, which boasts a market value of $2.3 trillion, $69 billion is a lot of money. On January the 18th, the firm said it would pay that sum in cash for Activision Blizzard, a video game developer. It is by far the biggest acquisition in the video game industry's history and the largest ever by Microsoft, more than twice the size of its purchase in 2016 of LinkedIn, a social network. The move, which caught industry watchers by surprise and propelled Activision Blizzard's share price up by 25%, represents a huge bet on the future of fun, but not perhaps a crazy one. Gaming was a big, fast-growing business even before the pandemic. Lockdowns bolstered its appeal to hardened gamers with more time on their hands and bored neophytes alike. Newzoo, an analysis firm, reckons revenues grew by 23% in 2020 to nearly $180 billion. That growth has attracted the attention of other tech titans, including Apple, Netflix, and Amazon, all of whom have dipped their toes into the market in recent years. Microsoft has been in the business for two decades. It earns $15 billion a year from games, mostly thanks to its Xbox console. It has made a string of gaming acquisitions since 2014, when Satya Nadella, its chief executive, took the reins. Assuming it is not blocked by regulators who are watching big tech with a beady eye, this deal would cement its position. Once completed in 2023, it will make Microsoft the third largest video gaming firm by revenue, behind only Tencent, a Chinese giant, and Sony, Microsoft's perennial rival in consoles. Big acquisitions are always risky. Like most companies, Microsoft has a spotty record. Activision Blizzard's share price slid by around 40% between a peak last February and the deal's announcement, as it was embroiled in a sexual harassment scandal. Player numbers have slipped from 530 million a month in 2015 to 390 million, and some recent games have had mixed reviews. Pessimists could argue that the company is overvalued. Optimists, who see annual revenues of $8 billion and net profit margins of around 30%, might counter that it is cheap. Most important, Activision Blizzard has lots of content, and in video games, as in all of media, content is king, says Piers Harding Rolls of Ampere Analysis, another research firm. Like the movie business, where Star Wars films, even bad ones, are reliable money spinners, video games rely increasingly on franchises, popular settings or brands that can be squeezed for regular installments. Activision Blizzard offers, among others, Call of Duty, a best-selling series of military-themed shoot-em-ups, Candy Crush, a popular pattern-matching mobile game, and Warcraft, a light-hearted fantasy setting.